May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking to buy a new car.
Ah, well then you're in luck. I have just the thing right here.
But that car is... Oh, I mean, that color is just... Well, don't you have anything different?
Oh, yes! But not for you. I'm afraid that if you want a car, you're going to have to take this one.
What?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid it's my way, or, if you'll pardon the expression, the highway.
Would you put up with this from a car dealer? Of course not. So why should you wish to do this with your entertainment choices? Television and movies tell you how they think their stories should look. They don't give you a choice. The Atlanta Radio Theater Company, with their fully soundscape productions, give you only the essentials. Dialogue, plot, and sound effects. You fill in the rest of the details. You get to choose how the characters look and what kind of scenery they inhabit. The choice is yours. Remember, the Atlanta Radio Theater Company gives you a choice. All other entertainment media give you this.
But I don't want a car painted with red and blue stripes.
But that's what you're getting.
The Atlanta Radio Theater Company, the original virtual reality.
It's time once again to take a little trip just a ways down the road to America's favorite little town, Bumper's Crossroads. Brought to you as always by Collins Best Coffee. When you need a pick-me-up, you need Collins Best. We'll join our friends at Bumper's Crossroads in just a moment.
Honey?
Hon,
you better get up. You're going to be late for work.
Okay.
Yeah. Honey. Honey! Mm-hmm. Good thing I know what to do.
Honey, sweetheart. Hey, what's that wonderful smell?
Why, it's a fresh pot of Collins Best Coffee, honey. I knew it would be just the thing to help you get going.
Good gosh, does that coffee pot do that all the time?
Only when I'm making Collins Best. It's a special concentrated blend that gives you more of what you drink coffee for. It's so full and rich that it virtually picks you up and throws you out the door. Have some?
Sure. Whoa! You aren't kidding, sweetheart.
Do you like it?
Like it? I love it. Why, I'm ready to go out and face the world now. I've got a few minutes. Why don't I change out the burnt-out light bulb in the hall? It'll only take a second.
Honey?
Oh, look, here's a mop. Why don't I clean up the bathroom while I'm in here? Do we have any towel cleaner?
Collins Best Coffee. When
sweetheart,
you need
look,
a pick-me-up, you
as
need
long
Collins
as here,
Best.
Just...
It perks you up. And now... Bumper's Crossroads. Today we join Woody and Grandpa on the front porch of Woodrow's Mercantile.
Nice day, ain't it?
Yep.
Sure could use some rain, though.
Yep. Morning, boys.
Morning, Woody.
Morning, Mr. Woodrow. Nice day.
Yep. Well, Woody, season's almost here. You and Helen judging again this year?
Yep. Ain't like it's a lot of work.
Yeah, you're lucky everybody's a good sport about it, or it might be hard on business.
Yep.
So, how do you think it'll turn out this season?
Hard to say, Fred. I expect Jack Kelly will be a strong starter, but...
I can't say I like that. Don't like people bringing in ringers from other countries that way.
Zoysia's been around more than 50 years, Fred. And the Yard of the Month Club is big on being fair-minded.
Yeah, I know, but still, it seems like cheating. Everybody doing what they can with what they got, and there's Jack Kelly with a turf truck buying a winning yard. Ain't fair.
Don't care too much for it myself, but I wouldn't worry. I said he'd be a strong starter. Ought to do real well through the spring. Around the middle of July, though, I figure he'll have a brown yard or a dry well, one or the other. Zoysia's thirsty stuff.
Oh, you might be right at that.
You know, I think I might enter this year.
You what?
I might join the Yard of the Month Club this year.
You're going to enter that weed lot in front of your house?
It ain't no weed lot. It's a meadow.
A meadow.
You know, like that Miss Kinsolving moved in up at Red Whistle Road. Her front yard's a meadow.
So it is. And I guess if you want to plow your yard under and send off to St. Meridian for a seed package, you can have one, too.
That don't seem right, Mr. Woodrow. Weren't you just saying you didn't like Jack Kelly trying to buy a nice yard?
Yep. Reckon I did.
Oh, he's got a point there, Woody.
All right, Luke. Tell you what. You move them rusted-out junk cars out of that weed lot of yours, and we'll call it a meadow.
They're not junk cars. They're classics.
Then it's not a meadow. It's a museum.
All four of them?
All four of them.
But where'll I put them? Backyard's already full.
These problems crop up sometimes when you're an artist.
I'm gonna have to think about this.
Take your time. Nice day.
Yep. Sure could use a little rain, though.
This has been Bumper's Crossroads. Join us tomorrow as we hear Woody say...
Sorry, Luke. Growing ivy over him won't do it.
That's next time on Bumper's Crossroads, brought to you as always by Collins Best Coffee, the coffee that wakes you up and kicks you out the door. Whoa! We're always happy to see you at Bumper's Crossroads. And now, a little further down the road from Bumper's Crossroads is the town of Autumnleigh, where Chief of Police Leroy Burnley welcomes every visitor personally, even those who hadn't intended to stop. This is Chief Burnley's cake sale.
Oh, great. That's a police car on the side of the road, and I'm doing 25 miles over the speed limit. He's pulling out onto the road. Darn my luck. He pulled in behind me. I better pull off to the side of the road.
May I see your driver's license and registration, please?
Yes, sir. It's in my glove box. Here you go, officer.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. You're not from around here, are you?
No, sir.
I didn't think so. Could you step out of the vehicle, please?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind following me back to the squad car?
No, sir. Why is your car trunk filled with cakes?
So, how much could I put you down for?
What?
I ask you, how much could I put you down for?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Mr. Cook, can I call you Chris? I'm just asking if you want to buy any cake. The ladies in Autumnleigh donated cakes to the police department so we can raise money for a new squad car.
Cake? I thought you were going to give me a...
Give you a what, Chris?
Is that Black Forest cake?
Yes, it is.
I like Black Forest cake. How much?
$50.
$50?
You know, Chris, here in Autumnleigh, we don't take kindly to speeders.
$50 is a fair price.
My daughter makes a real nice carrot cake.
$50?
Yep. Would you like anything else?
Well, the pecan pie looks real good.
Good choice. So, Chris, how will you be paying for this?
Will you take a check?
Your check will be perfectly fine. Just make it out to Autumnleigh Police Department.
Hey, is that fruitcake?
Yep, that's Rose Bumper's famous fruitcake.
Well, I like the way the slices are in individual Ziploc bags. How much for that?
I'd advise against it.
Why?
I would have to cite you for an open container.
Oh. Well, thanks. Here's the check.
Thank you. Do you want a receipt, Chris? It is tax deductible.
No, that's all right.
Well, thank you for your kind contribution, Mr. Cook. Now, you drive real careful now.
Yes, sir, I will. And thank you.
Hello, Lurleen. Get the ladies' auxiliary back in the kitchen. I'm just about sold out. Yeah, selling like hotcakes. Best idea we came up with yet. Yep, and it keeps my men out of the court and out on the streets where they belong. Lurleen, I'll be back at the station in a little bit. Just spotted another customer.
Artsy has always explored stories of many genres, but they keep coming back to their roots. Science fiction and horror.
Yes, the audio medium is ideal for things of that nature. The complicated CGI and special effects are all done inside the viewer's head, and generally look better, too. To prove our point, let's take a dip into the macabre with everyone's favorite little imp, or at least she might be an imp. We're not actually sure. But at any rate, here she is, Nikki's Place, The Big Homicide, by Gerald W. Page.
Oh, how wonderful to see you. Quick, get inside. I worry so much about you trying to make it across that yard of mine. With the quicksand and the pitfalls, not to mention... Well, I won't mention that. Well, don't look so surprised. Just because a girl has a pair of horns on her forehead and likes to dress in red, that doesn't mean she's, well, completely heartless. I have feelings, you know. Besides, I've got something special planned for you. Now, don't you feel ever so much safer? Why are you looking at me like that? A body would think you don't trust me. You're my guest. I wouldn't hurt you for all the tea in China. And you don't realize what a sacrifice it is for me to say that, considering how much I hate tea. Well, just come this way and I'll show you the big surprise. You know, I usually just open up a door and there you are, hearing whatever story is behind it. Well, this time, look. Two doors, and there's something behind each one of them. Aren't they something? I mean, this is a gorgeous door with polished brass doorknobs and beautiful ornate scrollwork, and this other one with the chipped paint. I just know you'll be surprised no matter which one you choose. Oh, come on. Be a sport. I said pick one, damn it. You're not choosing that ugly thing, are you? Oh, buttermilk. Well, at least it's a good story. I don't guess I'm too disappointed. Though this isn't a very exciting-looking neighborhood, is it? Very middle class. All those police cars parked out on the street in front of this house look so mid-American. And then there's those two men walking into the house. No question what they are, is there? Of course, one of them's in uniform. But even though the other one isn't, there's no doubt he's a cop too, is there? And would you look at that? They're going to open another door. Careful. No flinching.
We got an anonymous call, Sergeant. I drove by, found the door open, hoped I had enough probable cause, and looked in. Found the stiff in the next room. Appears to be a guy named Marlon Storch. Jack Morton of the coroner's office is in there now.
What about witnesses?
A girlfriend. Not a real witness, but she can ID the guy. Don't know how much help she can be otherwise. She's pretty broken up.
The girlfriends usually are, aren't they? Why don't you go back outside, look around a bit more while I speak with Jack?
Oh, hello, Ed.
Jack, here you got a stiff on the premises.
Reason to believe so. That's him on the floor.
You sure he's dead?
Reasonably so.
No offense, Jack, but that's what you said the last time. Like to get this one past the inquest.
No offense taken, Ed. You're just doing your job and hoping I'm doing mine. Well, I am. In addition to the standard stuff, I held a mirror to his lips. It didn't mist up from any breathing on his part, that's for sure.
Good work, Jack. How did he die?
It's always tricky to make a guess before you've done an autopsy, but I'd venture to say that decapitation had something to do with it.
That's not something you see every day, Jack. You absolutely sure?
Well, like I say, the autopsy will tell us for sure, but you can take a look for yourself. That's him right there. And over there.
A lot of blood, isn't there?
I called in and had someone look that up. It's pretty common with beheadings. Makes me suspect that the guy was alive when it happened.
Good job, Jack.
I'm not proud of the last time, Ed. I don't intend for it to happen again.
It's not like we don't know you're a good man, Jack. Nobody blames you.
Well, I blame me. But thanks for the vote of confidence, Ed. You seen enough? I'd like to get him covered up with one of those sheets in the closet.
Go ahead. Now, what's this about a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. She showed up right after I got here. Her name's Amy Beecham. She's back in the kitchen. Took it hard, you know. Went right to pieces.
She's not the only one.
Yeah, well, I'll find a sheet to cover this one up right now. and a pillowcase.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is your name Amy Beecham?
No, that's right.
I'm Sergeant Ed Underwood. I'm investigating the death of your boyfriend.
Oh, I'll do anything I can to help you, Sergeant.
They tell me you viewed the corpse.
That's right.
And you're certain it was Marlon Storch?
Well, I'm fairly certain about the head.
Ma'am, I know this is hard for you, but these things generally come up in court. I need to ask some questions.
I understand. You're simply doing your job.
I'll make it as easy as I can. How sure can you be about the ID?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, a sharp lawyer is apt to point out that Storch used to be somewhat taller.
I hadn't thought of that. He had a mole over his left eye.
Thanks. That'll be a lot of help.
Sarge, I just found this out back under the steps.
The back door steps?
Looks like someone tried to shove it back there where it wouldn't be seen.
A lot of blood on it, all right. Just maybe. Jack, get out here! Take a look at this, Jack.
That could be the axe we're looking for, all right. Have to run some tests, though. I'll get right on it. Oh, I found something, too. It was in the stiff's coat pocket. Sorry, ma'am. Stiff's a technical term.
Looks like an address book. Lots of names in it.
You think it could mean something? All the names are women?
Maybe. Miss Beecham, would you mind taking a look at this? Do you recognize any of the names in this book?
These strumpets? Why, how could I possibly know any of them?
Well, there's always an off chance one of them might ring a bell.
I don't know who any of them are. I particularly don't know this Sandra Peppertone person or this Annette Wallace.
Like Jack said, there's always a chance one of them might ring a bell.
You don't figure this could be a motive, do you, Ed?
Marlon was looking for a new insurance policy. These sluts all probably sell insurance.
Well, insurance is always a good motive angle.
Yeah. Miss Beecham, how well did you know the deceased?
Marlon? Why, we'd been going together for almost 3 years. We were engaged. We were going to be married, and now this.
This, huh? Meaning the address book? Meaning that maybe, just maybe, old Marlon was playing around? And tell me something else. Is that ketchup on the front of your blouse there?
Say, Ed, what's your wife's first name?
What?
It's Bettina, isn't it? And don't you live on Cheyenne Trail? And isn't your phone number 5550823?
What?
Here, in the dead guy's address book. Your wife doesn't sell insurance, does she?
Let me see that.
I thought she managed that catering place over on Parkhurst.
She does. Miss Beecham, did your boyfriend ever give parties?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Well, there you have it. He was looking for someone to cater his next party.
Boy, howdy, 5 stars. Newspaper only gave her 2. What do you suppose these letters next to her name mean? And what was that about ketchup stains?
Oh, I can get that out with cold water, or bleach, or something. And if that doesn't work, I can always burn the blouse. I mean, give it to Goodwill, or something.
Yeah.
Do you have any more questions, Sergeant Underwood?
I guess not. Don't leave town without telling us, though.
Oh, I won't. Believe me, I won't. No, sir. Mm-mm, not at all. Not me.
Boy, Ed, you got a job ahead of you. Checking out all these names.
Maybe. Maybe not.
You figure we'll ever solve this one?
Possibly. Possibly not.
Oh, Ed, before I forget, I might have made another procedural error. Just a small one. But I thought I should maybe tell you.
What was it?
I found this cleaning solvent in the closet when I was getting a sheet and pillowcase to cover the corpse with. By accident, I spilled a lot of it all over the evidence. We might never get a blood test that'll stand up in court.
Don't worry about it, Jack. You'll do better next time.
Thanks, Ed.
The story you have just heard can't possibly be true. But if it were, it would have been solved 2 days later when someone came in and confessed. By odd coincidence, it was the same person who just the month before had confessed to shooting President McKinley and burying Jimmy Hoffa in Grant's tomb. I suppose they couldn't prove those others on the poor man. Well then, let's get back to more important things. The exit. While we were being so fascinated by that wonderful story, I seem to have grown a second front door. That means you'll have to pick a door again. Go ahead. I mean, this isn't exactly the lady or the tiger, is it? What a wonderful choice. Now, hurry along. And I do mean hurry.
And now, these commercial messages.
Have you ever woken up in the morning feeling lower than snake spit? Ever have one of those days when you just can't do anything with your hair? Problems with scaly skin, inability to blink, forked tongues, lack of arms and legs? Try Medusa's Snake Oil Elixir. And now, back to our program.
It's time once again to take a little trip just a ways down the road to America's favorite little town, Bumper's Crossroads, brought to you as always by Collins Best Coffee. When you need a pick-me-up, you need Collins Best. We'll join our friends at Bumper's Crossroads in just a moment.
Quiet night. Too quiet. Gotta stay awake. Them engines could be out there anywhere, just waiting for me to nod off.
Sounds like you need Collins Best Coffee.
What? Who's there? Who are you? What in tarnation are you talking about?
Collins Best Coffee. It's a special blend, carefully formulated to give you more of what you drink coffee for. It's so full and rich, it virtually picks you up and throws you out the door. Perfect for those long, lonely, quiet, watchful nights.
Sounds pretty good. Where can I get some?
Just hurry on down to your local supermarket and look in the coffee section.
What's a supermarket, voice?
Oh, that's right. They haven't been invented yet. Neither is Collins Best Coffee, come to think of it.
Then what in blazes are you telling me about it for?
I am not sure. Come to think of it, I haven't been invented yet either. Maybe you're dreaming.
Maybe. That would make more sense than... Hey, wait a minute. That means that I'm...
Stupid white man. Sleep on job. Come on, boys.
Oh my. Don't let this happen to you. Drink Collins Best Coffee. It perks you up.
What voice in sky talking about?
And now, Bumper's Crossroads. Today, we join Luke and Grandpa on the front porch of Woodrow's Mercantile.
Nice day, ain't it?
Yep.
Sure could use some rain, though.
Yep.
Morning, boys.
Morning,
Mr. Woodrow.
Nice day.
Yep. Say, what you got there, Woody?
Diary.
Diary?
Found it in one of them old chests in the attic. Ellen's all excited about that big to-do they're putting together to celebrate the founding of Autumnley. She's turning out every smokehouse and cellar for 10 miles, helping learn more about our heritage.
Sure. I didn't think we was in Autumnley.
When did that stop, Helen?
You got a point there.
Whose diary is it, Mr. Woodrow?
Sally Wallace Woodrow's. Mrs. Frances Marion Woodrow, that is.
Frances Marion Woodrow. Oh, yeah. First Woodrow round these parts. I moved down here from South Carolina around 1840.
1840? Really?
Yeah.
Well, yep.
We are kind of new here. Sorry.
I try not to talk about it too much.
Oh, it's all right, Woody. We don't hold it much against you.
1840. Must have been something living back then.
What's that?
What the?
What do we need a musical bridge for?
Clearing the land, building houses.
He don't mean it, producer. Really, he don't mean it.
Putting down roots in a new country.
Please.
There wasn't new to us Bumpers, or we were still scratching around a bit. Well, I'll
don't
give you that.
Encourage yep. him, Fred.
What are you talking about, Woody? What are you talking about, Woody?
You'll know in just a moment.
And now. A special Autumnly Frontier Days edition of Bumper's Crossroads. Today, we join Mr. Bumper, his grandson, and Francis Marion Woodrow on the front porch of a building that will one day be Woodrow's Mercantile.
Nice day.
Yep.
Sure could use a little less rain, though.
Yep.
Yeah, looks like you got company, Woody.
Company's invited. He invited himself. City fella from the look of him.
Well, on a rocking horse, no less. Woo.
Yeah, rich city fella.
How do you do?
I do as I please.
Where does this road go?
And all the time I've been living here, it ain't moved yet.
I see. Well, how long have you been living here?
You see that mountain there?
Yes.
It was there when I moved here.
Have you lived here all your life then?
Not yet.
All right. How far do you call it to the next tavern?
Oh, I reckon it's upwards of some distance.
And how long will it take me to get there?
You'll not get there at all if you stand there jawing with me all night.
Is this stream shallow enough to ford?
The ducks cross it every day.
How deep is it?
Comes to about here on a duck.
Very well. As I'm not likely to get to any other house tonight, can you let me sleep in yours?
My house leaks.
Why don't you fix the roof then?
Can't. It's raining.
I've noticed that myself. Well, why don't you do it in dry weather?
Don't leak then.
You're not very smart, are you?
No, but I ain't lost.
Perhaps not, but I still say you are not very far from a fool.
Nope. About to where you're standing.
Why don't you ever play the balance of that tune?
Got no balance to it.
I mean, you don't play the whole of it.
I don't.
He don't?
You say there's more to that tune?
That's right!
Do you know how to play it?
I do!
Well then, why don't you stay for supper?
Doesn't seem too much different.
Nope.
You know, Luke and me didn't talk as much, though.
I was wondering about that. Hey, Ryder! Any particular reason I got most of the lines that time?
Well, actually, that was a comedy act from the 1840s. It only had two parts.
You don't say.
It was called The Arkansas Traveler. Pretty popular 150 years ago. The producers wanted something historical for this episode, so...
Well, that does explain it. I thought that dialogue seemed kind of fresh and original.
Now, wait a minute.
Nice day.
Yeah? Sure could use a little more rain, though.
This has been Bumper's Crossroads. Join us again next time when we hear Luke say...
Hey, Mr. Woodrow, I didn't know I could play the mandolin.
That's next time on Bumper's Crossroads, brought to you, as always, by Collins Best Coffee, the coffee that picks you up...
Hey!
...and throws you out the door.
Whoa!
It always takes me by surprise. We're always happy to see you at Bumper's Crossroads.
Want adventure? Want excitement? Want a portable means of entertainment but tired of the same old songs on your headphones? Why not try out the Atlanta Radio Theater Company?
Audio drama, the next logical alternative.
www.artc.org.
All material is copyright by its creators or the Atlanta Radio Theater Company.
artc.org.